We're going to look at the book of Hebrews today, which is one of my favorite books. We're going to read chapter 2 and verse 1. Therefore, we must give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard, lest we drift away. Now, if you've got an old King James version of the Bible, you'll want to check the marginal notes on this passage because it shows you something interesting about the language Paul uses. He says, we must give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard, lest at any time we should let them, quote, run out as leaking vessels. And that's the original language. In essence, Paul is saying that our human brain leaks a little. Now, I don't know about you, but I know for a fact he's absolutely right. There are times I go to my calendar and find an appointment I put there a year ago, and I don't remember making the appointment, and I haven't got a clue what it's all about. There are times I start a project, a brand new book, a new series of TV shows, whatever it is, and I work half the night putting the idea together. Then I find my note 6 months later in an obscure file on my computer, laying there neglected because I completely forgot about them. In fact, once I even opened my daybook to discover an appointment that said 2:30 p.m. That's all it said. It didn't say who I was meeting. It didn't say what the meeting was about or where we were meeting. It just said 2:30. Now, I know I'm not the only guy who does stuff like that. And that means the Bible's description of the brain is absolutely right. Unless you're careful, your brain leaks. Just look at the children of Israel. It's always boggled my mind how they could see the plagues falling on Egypt and the Red Sea parted. And just a few weeks later, they're grumbling that God is going to let them starve to death in the desert. And how do you live with the actual presence of God in your tabernacle and then completely lose your way by compromising with the local pagans? Apparently, even with spiritual things, your brain can leak. You might be standing at Mount Sinai one day saying, Lord, all that you have said we will do. But a few weeks later, you're almost completely oblivious of the commitment you made. One day you're standing up in church telling everybody how wonderful God has been to you, and a few weeks later, you're grumbling because something's gone wrong and you think he's forgotten all about you. Pay constant attention to what you've learned, the Bible says, because your brain is a little leaky, and you're going to have to get in the habit of topping it up. That's why Bible study becomes so important. Even if you've read the Bible 1,000 times, your brain leaks, and that makes a committed devotional life a better way to live.